Welcome to First Place, Las Vegas Wrangler fans, and another edition of Hockey Talk at the Las Vegas Sun Studios. I'm Ray Brewer, along with Sun beat writer Steve Silver, talking Wranglers. What do you know, Steve? First place. The boys pick up another win last night, lost their first three games, went 2-6 in October. Now they're in first place, Steve. What's been the difference?
Well, first place, and this is why I had to bring in Ray Brewer. It's a special occasion because the Wranglers, they have struggled. They've been right around that 500 mark all year, and it wasn't until this current eight-game win streak that they were multiple games over 500. They've never been more than one game over 500 until this streak started back at the end of January, and not only have they won eight straight, I think it's now like the last 10 of 11. So they've really been rolling. This has started a while ago, and it's amazing that this team has done this because all year their coach, Glenn Gullitson, has just ripped them to shreds, called them mentally weak, said they're wild animals, and just said he was going to trade six or seven of the guys just 2 weeks ago because he didn't think they wanted to play hard. And now here they are with a streak. Last night they go to Ontario on the road, and they just demolished them, 5-1. They jumped out to a 3-0 lead. And, Ray, you've been in the city for a while. You know Wranglers are used to being in first place.
Yeah, they've won the division the last 2 years, and they're the proud franchise of Southern Nevada. They play at home on Sunday. I know we'll talk about it later. You got to get to the game. You got to support these guys. Initially, Steve, you and me were talking about the win streak, and I don't follow the team as closely as you do. I said, well, maybe they're beating up on some teams that aren't that good. But you look, Victoria's in the first place of the West Division, and they're a real solid franchise. So I think what it is a fairly young team. Last year's team went deep in the playoffs. This year's team has got a little bit of turnover. It took some guys a while to get used to it, but now they're piecing it together. And what do you know? They got a winning streak. They're in first place. My question to you is, does it continue, or because they're a little ups and down, a little topsy-turvy, does it go back down to some of those losing ways?
Well, I got to admit, I didn't think they were going to win last night. I thought that was one of those trap games. I mean, Ontario's a good team. They're not a great team. The Wranglers went up to Victoria, which is the second-best team in the ECHL. They won four in a row in Victoria. I mean, any sport. Talk about any sport winning four in a row on the road. I mean, that is impressive, and that's difficult to do. And I thought, well, if you look at the schedule, they've played five games in 6 days, and now they got to go take a bus up to Ontario. I thought, well, the Rain are sitting back. They know what's coming. And the Wranglers had to switch goalies because Glenn Fisher's been playing so much. They brought down a guy from the AHL. He got sent down. They had to put him in. And I thought, well, this might be that one where they lose it. They go back down. They're 2 points out. Oh, maybe they'll win that next one. But 5-1. And that was a 3-0 lead in the first period. So that really tells me these guys aren't tired. They don't care about the traveling. And they don't pay attention to the records of their opponents. They are really having fun, and it's so different being in that locker room during this win streak. I mean, the music blasting, the guys just, they're not leaving quickly. They're sitting around, they're messing around, you know, they're having fun. They even stay and watch some film. In the past, boom, shower suit out. You know, they're out within 5 minutes, so it's just a fun team to be around right now.
And it seems like everything's clicking for them. If you look at just some of the scores, one day they'll win 1-0, the next day they'll win 5-1. It looks like they're really clicking on all cylinders. Steve, you're at all the home games. You're in the locker room. You've been to a few practices. Is this team winning games because of its offense, because of its defense, because of its all-around play? I know it's probably not because of the goalkeeping, because it's been kind of up and down with who they're going to have in the net each night. But what makes the Wranglers click? Why have they been so successful, especially of late?
Well, it's really dependent on their offense, because defensively they've struggled a lot. And it looks like they're getting better, you know, finally kind of blocking out down low, kicking out those rebounds. Their goalies, the thing about their goalies, while now they have some great records to boast, they've given up a lot of rebounds. And if the defense isn't there to get those out of there, that's when these teams get the garbage goals. You didn't see, very rarely you saw teams setting up goals, setting up plays, taking long shots. It was always those garbage pucks in front of the net. So that's ended. That's a big thing. And just their guys clicking. You need the Ferraros. Peter Ferraro's had a tough time. I mean, now he's out with a neck injury, but Chris Ferraro's leading the team in points. And you had guys, you know, Sean Limbright, Tyler Mosienko. These guys have finally just come around. And Adam Miller, a kid who, Ray, you're familiar with in the home news because all of his family lives in the Summerlin area, he just got sent up to the AHL. But prior to that, he was playing lights out. And another guy that really had a tough time, beginning of the year he was out for about a month with a leg injury, Mick Lawrence, rookie out of Nebraska, Omaha. He's come on fire, had 3 points last night, 2 goals and an assist. So these guys are just finally scoring. This is an offensive team, and they should be blowing out opponents because defense isn't their strong point, and while they do have some tough guys, they're not the type of team that's going to pick fights and, you know, bruise you. They're going to score. And that's finally clicking. Their power play up until this point has been dead last in the ECHL. At one point, Glenn Gulitzin said, I'm just going to stop showing them film. We're just going to pretend like we don't have one and just go out there because I don't know what else to do. I mean, they were really in dire straits here.
Well, Steve, let's look ahead. Just the schedule, it looks like they play virtually every day. Sometimes they travel and then play. But Sunday at home against Utah, great rivalry. 24 hours later, Monday at home against Phoenix. And then it's on the road again to Idaho for three games. It's the nature of the beast in minor league sports. It's a lot of travel, a lot of games. The Utah game, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Do you expect a few more folks in the crowd to root on the home team?
I mean, you'd think so. Tuesday night, there were maybe 3,500 people there. And this is a weekend removed from when they had 7,000 plus, the prison uniform night, and then they had a big the Henderson police and the firefighters, they played a broomball game. So those were 7,000-plus crowds, which is a near sellout. I would hope so. Football's over. What are you going to do on Sunday at 2 o'clock? You're out of church. There's no football. I don't know. I mean, you go to the Wranglers game. This team is hot. But as you mentioned, just looking at all the little at symbols coming up, Monday they play at 2 o'clock. This is a kind of a makeup. When Fresno folded, they had to switch around their schedule. But they're not back at the Orleans Arena until March 13th. Pretty much a whole month, they're gone. They're not coming back to the Orleans. So that right there, if they can survive that road trip, if they can just go 500 in that road trip, they set themselves up for a top playoff spot.
Steve, do you get the feeling that this is a team who, maybe because they've come on, they've overachieved, that they're just playing with this nothing to lose type of attitude, and maybe that swagger, that mindset change has been what's pushed them over? Because maybe in the beginning of the year when they started off losing the 3 straight games, including some games that appeared to be close, maybe they just, you know, they weren't all the way on the same page. It looks like now everything's clicking.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the big thing all the players and the coaches have been saying, we hear it in other sports, is confidence. And it was a matter of just these young guys believing in themselves, not looking off. You know, hey, if I'm going to pass the puck, I'm going to do it, you know, not thinking twice. And you don't have time to think when you're on the ice. You just got to react. And maybe that's come along. And, you know, a big thing with this team is it's mental. There's talent there. They just have to believe, and I think they're believing. And the other thing is I think they're just sick of losing. I mean, this is an organization that for 3 straight seasons they've had 100-plus point years. Losing is not something that Las Vegas knows in this sport. So I think they're just tired of losing, and they want to make a statement. And I think there is a little bit of a chip that, you know, well, not so many people are going to their games. They're not getting attention in the media. And a factor, though, that maybe goes under the radar is all of the former Wranglers who've made it to the NHL this year. There's been six former Wranglers that started in Las Vegas, worked their way up through the minors, and are now in the NHL, where I think finally these guys are saying, well, if we actually put in the time and work hard, this happens, you know? Guys who are right here in this locker room are now in the big show. So the pipeline's there. We got to do our part, and I think maybe that's finally come around.
Speaking of doing our part, Steve, LasVegasSun.com for all your Wrangler coverage. I know you'll be there Sunday. I know you'll be there Monday, but also this long road trip. They're gone for a month, folks. We'll have all your coverage, LasVegasSun.com. After the game, log on, see who scored, see how the Wranglers won another game. I'm Ray Brewer for Steve Silver. Thanks for listening to another edition of Hockey Talk.